Today, a royal tragedy continues to unfold in Nepal. State radio there has formally announced the deaths of King Birendra and Queen Aishwarya. Crown Prince Dipenda, their son, apparently shot them, then turned the gun on himself. At least six other members of the royal family have been killed. NPR's Michael Sullivan now reports from Kathmandu.
State radio today said that the state council had officially named Crown Prince Dipenda as the new king. But the radio also said that the late King Birendra's brother, Prince Ganendra, would act as regent since, as the radio put it, the crown prince is unable to exercise his duties. The radio gave no further explanation of the events surrounding last night's shootings at the palace. The crown prince is next in line in the royal succession and is therefore technically king, though he is currently in Kathmandu's military hospital in serious condition and would presumably have to account for what happened last night should he recover. The 30-year-old Dipenda was brought to the hospital last night after he apparently shot both his parents, a brother and a sister, as well as several other family members, with an automatic rifle before turning the gun on himself. Reports here say that the incident may have been caused by a dispute within the royal family over the prince's choice of a bride. The queen was said to be unhappy with a woman the prince had chosen, and the family had been meeting at the palace to discuss the prince's wedding plans. The Associated Press today quoted Deputy Prime Minister Ram Chandra Paddle confirming that the Crown Prince was responsible for the killings. The Deputy Prime Minister called the massacre a national tragedy. The streets of the capital Kathmandu were unusually quiet today as a shocked nation tried to come to terms with the death of the king, the queen, and the other members of the royal family. Businesses shuttered their doors and many people made their way to the royal palace in the center of the city to pay their respects. Thousands lined the several-mile-long route of the royal family's funeral procession from the military hospital to the temple, where those killed in last night's attack were to be cremated in accordance with Hindu custom. One of those along the procession route was 41-year-old government servant Rajiv Pradhan.
It is a very big tragedy for the king. He is the beloved king. He is the leader of our nation. And he has done remarkable work as a leader of the country. So we really miss him. We are very, very sorry for this.
Birendra held near absolute power here until 1990, taking over from his late father, King Marendra, both rulers of the Shah dynasty that held the throne in this mountain kingdom since the mid-1700s. When weeks of pro-democracy demonstrations and rioting, which left at least 100 people dead, convinced him to bow to the demands of the pro-democracy activists and step aside in favor of a constitutional monarchy system of government similar to Britain's. Some of this country's 22 million people, particularly the rural poor, saw the king as the reincarnation of the Hindu god Vishnu. As the nation tonight pays its respects to Birendra and the other members of the royal family gunned down last night, many are wondering what will now happen to the son who is being blamed for his death and how long he will be allowed to be referred to as the new king. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Kathmandu.